Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Hlanganyela nathi ukuguqula izimpilo zabantu ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are this evening throughout up to the hour 8. Tuesday Live, the name of the show, man. Welcome to it. Thank you so much to Johan Els. Thank you so much to Johan Els for his kindness. You know, thank you for your kindness. I really, really appreciate. May the Father grace you abundantly with more life, with more vigor, and also with more victories, you know, more achievements, and more graces. And may he see you through in every day and detail. Yes. Hey, there's a possibility I might visit you again. Strong possibility. I need to rest a bit. I'll come to your house. All right. Let's start with this song, man. It is Tuesday Live, and somehow my guests are okay. My guests are running late, I think, and the professor is not in today because of work, the overburdening of work or the pile of work. And so today we are driving it solo. It's you and I, in the name of the Most High Yahuwah Elohim. I want to start with this song. It's the music of Olita Adams. Come walk with me. Imagine Christ saying that to you. In all the circumstances, just come, walk with me.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012 334 1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Bapatsa kgwebo ya gago mo Radio Pulpit me o busetse dilo maemong a tsone. Radio Pulpit ke brand e e tshepagetseng sebaka sa dingwaga di le 40 ebile e na le bareetsi ba feta 400,000. Ga jaana re na le di-package tse di botoka go feta pele mo sealemoyeng le mafelo a a kopantsweng a mafaratlhatlha go natlafatsa kgwebo ya gago. Go bapatsa e golaganye le Sanet mo 012-334-1254 kana romela email mo sanet@radiopulpit.co.za kgotsa SMS ka go kwala lefoko advertise go 37871. Go na le melawana.
Oh yes. Come on and walk with me on the water. Remember when Christ was inviting Peter there and says, I will take you to the other side. What is it that you're facing in life? The Father says, come walk with me and I'll take you to the other side. How beautiful that is. All right, we trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. And of course, tonight, I'd like us to really look into this matter. And I think you will really love it. This is about the aspect of checking as to whether, how do we find ourselves condoning sin? What are some of the things and activities that we basically find ourselves in, which to an extent they are condoning sin? You know, sin condoning amongst believers these days. And we are touching on that. What are the things that we do? What are the practices that we find ourselves in which are condoning sin? What kind of messages do we preach which are condoning sin? What kind of activities do we find ourselves in which are condoning sin? And it is important to look into that and also to say to ourselves, you know, in many instances than one, we need to actually be circumspect, you know. There might be friendships, relationships, there might be associations, companionships, business deals, business associations, business undertakings, ministerial undertakings, philosophical undertakings, which might be condoning sin. And how do we see if these things are condoning sin? How do we see if these things that we do are condoning sin? All right. At some stage, I remember I said to some people, and others started to write to me and say, Marare, it looks like you are desperate to have a good show. And I said to you, a time is coming where people will be praying for underwears. And people are saying, no, man, you can't be saying that as a child of God. I said, okay, let me just keep quiet. And it happened. We spoke here with Bob Totoba and about people drinking holy milk. And people were furious, man. Furious that we went on air and spoke about those things. And in a short while later, it happened. We started to see people really doing that. We spoke about anointings. People would be using things and stuff and eating things and what and all those kinds of things and even drinking blood. And these things are happening amongst those who say, we are believers, Ribazalwane, we are born again, tongue-talking, spirit-filled. And basically, there is a condonation of sin. That's what's happening, you know. And we spoke about those things, and people were angry with Tulani. We spoke that these things are coming, they will happen. More than 15 years ago, we spoke about those things, and they happened. Not that we are prophets, but we could see those activities which were condoning sin. We could see them. The devil was so proud, he was no longer hiding anything. So proud. Hidden in plain sight, that was what he was all about. And that's what we see these days. These are the things that are taking place. These are the activities that we see even amongst ourselves. But the word is speaking with regards to this as to what are those things that are condoning sin which we still see. I saw people eating these hairs that people are putting on their head, the hairs that they buy and stuff. And the whole church came out of a tent and they attacked these two ladies. It was like these two ladies were prey, you know, it's just like they were eating them. I saw people eating grass just here in Harankua, not far. All those things were spoken of. And it's becoming worse and worse and worse now. There's an element called the mystic element. There's a mystic element, an element of mysticism, where people have become prophets of doom. I saw these other ladies who like, you know, to talk on the social networks. They were told, one of you is going to die. Hey, it was such a mess. Wabona no papela dilo. Kibo anti ho papela dilo. Jesal sirkre. Ba fele di tse ba grand prophet tse ba ne ba sa di emela. Tsantsi ba lo le di phihise o nya ke lentswe ne lentswe two. A gona lentswe nix. Things that are condoning sin, false prophecies, the preachings that do not have the basis of the word, anything that makes us to fight as believers, anything that causes divisions, you know. I was listening to a friend of mine who was saying about the preachers of his township. He says, Agunaba fundi sila. Hey, buddy, it takes one to know the other.
If you say akunaba fundisi nawa wukho, you know, we really need to look into these things and say, okay, I need to do something. You can't just say things because that condones sin. There are things that we say which condone sin, and they sound so innocent. They sound so legalistic. They sound so valid. They have vigor. These postdoctorals were pushing this thing of vigor. So my wife was saying, yeah, man, you must put your arguments so that there can be vigor, you know. So I think much of the times we speak without the vigor of the authenticity of the word. And thereby we make many people to end up in sin. So we're talking about that. What are these things that are condoning sin, which we see amongst ourselves? Let me tell you, denominationalism is one of them. It's one of them, denominationalism. It's one of them. That divide and rule, denominationalism divides the church. It divides the believers. Let me not use the word church. Believers, the body of believers. It divides them. Anyway, everyone, you know, activities that condone sin, where ministries are owned by families or by groups or syndicates are owning ministries, that condones sin. Anyway. And someone will ask, why are you saying that those things are condoning sin? Those churches are well run. Really? Really? Do you see people who are being saved there for real? If they're well run, why is the Bible avoided? Why is there perversion of the word? And look at the immorality that takes place in those ministries. It is because there are activities that condone sin. And we all fall under the umbrella of those things at times, if we are not careful. I spoke about friendships. I spoke of everything that condones sin. If you have a friendship that condones sin, get out before it's too late. Get out. If you have friends who love the Father, and you set your boundaries from the beginning. I love the Father, you love the Father, let's love the Father. That's it. Anyway, let me welcome Barukia. He's on the line in Cape Town. Thank you for rushing home, Malak.
Hey, to the Rabba, Malak. Greetings to you. Greetings to Professor Wilson David in absentia and to the beautiful listeners of Radio Pulpit. My apologies for being late.
No problem.
But better
no
late
problem.
Than never. Here
yes.
we are.
Yes.
Ha.
Yes.
Halala.
Halala. And yes. We are talking about activities that are condoning evil or that are condoning sin. Number one, there is a notion in our midst these days of justifying wickedness. You know? Fornication is justified under the name dating. You have someone, but no, this one is seeing, or they say, I'm seeing someone. And actually, I want to say this is just blatant blasphemy in plain sight, but we can't say hidden in plain sight. When you say I'm seeing someone, it means you are knowing the nakedness of a particular person. I'm seeing them. What are you seeing in them? All of them, Akir. We are seeing everything. I'm seeing so and so. I'm seeing so and so. So it means you are actually in a relationship of knowledge with that person in terms of yadaring. You yada that person. You see their nakedness, they see yours. So, but they put it so nicely so that it's hidden in plain sight. It's happening in the churches. They call it dating and all those kind of things and stuff and what and what and what.
But not only that, we also see amongst us there is a notion, and which has developed so much these days, where the just are being condemned and they are called judgmental. If you speak the truth, you are called judgmental. You are called a holier-than-thou attitude and all those kinds of things. And you are called Deputy Jesus. That's what also I heard. You are called Deputy Jesus. Because if you basically condemn unrighteousness, or if you speak against unrighteousness, or things that are an abomination before the Father, people would even leave the ministry. If you're a pastor, you know what I'm talking about. If you're a true pastor, you know what I'm talking about. You would speak the truth and people would leave. Batsamaya. Wababona mo Facebook, batswiri abona kereke. Because you spoke the truth. So, a condoning of sin, it's when now we heed to actually speaking that which is true. We heed to that which is to speak that which is evil, so that we must not speak the truth that would hurt the people who would leave. And if they leave, then it means our salaries will go down, those who are earning monies from the churches. So sin is condoned because people want to get paid. Malak, when I was growing up, there was this thing called courtship. And there were these brothers, man. Here you go camping your youth right through. And rena youth ya rena neko panili di young adult. So you'd get someone aluko youth at the age of 35. Atamaya ka jeta. CLI, or that's a maca BMW, or that's a maca Toyota Corolla, twin cam. Yeah, those were the cars, man. Those were the cars. My gents Mutalo for Rando Pirates knows what I'm talking about. Those were the cars. And so then this year, this guy, man, is in a courtship with this lady. And when you look at that lady, man, she's top range, if you know what I mean. She's top of the range, me bra. Kure, level la kamu mchechaninga, ana mutatse nangda. Waibon?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, nabona, kis krumelo, wadi wusa. Ki VR6, kure hafita hula, kurr, ki VR6, o blaini. O blaini tata. How?
Yeah.
Next year, Uzwakala ka omung, omu desa ufita ula. Asali mo ko chipping li ula. How? Kantibe nung huira halang. So, Brafan meuta ba mo di ko chipping for more than 3-4 years with different women. And abobo cheba ba mo ainila di empe because they see him, he sees them, if you know what I mean. And leaders are quiet because, this guy, is 5 figures. Hoba mnat ka pastoral appreciation demand ha tswa fi go pusha yena le di bratsa ha yo kraile ba ba 4 ba reketse muruti ho na le kolo engwe ne ba ibitsa a maroko
VW
ba motshwere ka kolo ba ibitsa di roko ba motshwere ka di roko mesisi you won't, let me tell you, then you won't preach things that would make those people to go, and you don't realize that you yourself are condoning sin. Proverbs 17 verse 15 says, he who justifies the wicked and who condemns the just, both of them are alike and are an abomination before or to the Elohim.
Mm-hmm.
an abomination to the Elohim. They don't look, man. What's up? Hey, demand is Ohamba. Out is Ohamba. If Kuluma didn't, eh, the 5 figure making again fit. They want another moti, Amarogi, Savisa, and I suppatel my account is like Jiggies. So we are two, loved. Proverbs 24:24, he who says to the wicked, you are righteous, him the people will curse, nations will abhor him. The condoning of sin also starts on that pulpit. Yeah, we like to point figures and say, yeah, ba leva, ba fornicator, brother, wa letsa keyboard, o feditse banyana ba bako choiring. Oba loatsitse wo botle. A kitse lo re lantshara na. Yeah, I'm keeping it real tonight. Oba loatsitse bo botle. Wa itse mchino o loatsa pencil. Oba loatsitse bo botle. Ababuledisane ba kwatelane o la discover le hore eh o na gidlile le mangmang e a bo hapa gidlile ba mitsa key bonus a gidlile key bonus irang all those kinds of things and stuff, and so we are afraid to talk to this one because if he can leave there won't be music in the church, and these people who are rushing into the churches because of music will stop coming and they will go to the church that is at the corner that plays the lesser music. And this guy is wanted everywhere. He might leave. And when he leaves with some of the people in the choir. They want them everywhere. So you keep quiet. You don't tell them, look, man, you are messing up. No, you keep quiet. Or you go on and say, no, don't be judgmental and stuff and stuff and stuff. The dirt under the carpet. We're talking about that. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Send us a WhatsApp. 082-657-2729.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up. A time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Come live the life at 657 AM.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends, you and I always will be.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Malak, let me come to you, man. What are some of the things that you see which are happening these days which are condoning sin or condoning evil even amongst us? Bon, utrapil mebra. Dicheri ar. He atzhabakole fatsing. When she was running away from the world into the church, and I want to use the word church so that it can make sense, into the church, she was running away from the things that she met in the church. Natava mujita o namurobala right through abonora maramo dimanu dalaga melaka ne, and then hafi taka mukereking, okram jita police swing brother mushapa opelang brother ola amete pagati afeta arvete working back room abortion. Now what's happening? Because she can't conceive and she's married, she can't conceive. Whatever. She's afraid because she basically thinks that if she can talk, then all hell will break loose. If she can talk. So she's afraid that that can happen. She was running away from the world. And she got into the church. And in the church, she got what she was running away from. And that's a sad state of affairs. Okay, I seem to have lost Baruch. Yeah, I don't know why, but it looks like the lines are just off. I don't know why, but let's hope that I get him. Let's hope that I get him. Yes, let's hope that I get him. And then we talk the matter to the call. All right. 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Malak, you're back.
Yes, I'm back, Malak.
Now, yeah, sorry about that. You got cut there. A sister is running away from the world, says, hey, I'm running away from the world. HIV, kids outside wedlock. When she arrives in the church, otherwise, but or kaul am fuit. What say you, Malak? Things that go down evil.
Yeah. Hey, Malak, dilo tedi botlhoko because we need to sit and understand. Gore, maybe let's say motho ga a simolla takere a ka kereteng, a re o tswa go lefatsheng. But it's the beginning of the journey of rekindling the relationship with the Maker, you know, Abba Yahuwah. But then, how is the name duplicated in Biara? If it is a who born, you know, to separate and the Rubana Hulumana to ask, okay, could like if there's no difference, yeah, could it one thing, the Mokit having declared one thing, but here. It's a place where I'm supposed to find the word. So in the spiritual darkness, we can say is being separated from Abba Yahuwah. So we are far from his truth and his way. So we lack understanding. We lack understanding. We are dominated by sin and life. So there's so much deception, there's so much fear and the false belief that we find ourselves into. And yet, this is the place that is supposed to give us comfort. This is the place that is supposed to give us direction into Hore, you know, it's where you can say we are only laundry. I come from the world. I come from somewhere. I do have a history. Yes, but however, now I want to see the word that is of the truth, and I believe Kure, this would be the right and perfect place for me to find such. But then, how now Kure, you running from the entrapment in the streets, and then you find pregnancy in church. And worse, it's not then just pregnancy, but there's some backstreet abortions that are done. Hey, we really need to pray. The scripture tells us that in the last days, good will be seen as evil, and evil will be seen as good, because you'll be thinking, Kore, eish, potala piano go kereking, jama piano go kereking yaro. I'm from there, Ahi.
Yeah.
I found my second born is from a situation in Yano, Yahore, uile o mokrafo sibusa mbudi le kopana mo gare ga kereke. And now in this instance amapiano lene o prekile o mongwe junior pastor lene so ya no ntse go itse manyalo a rush rush gore go fitlhe go tlhaso
damage control.
Yes. So it was those kind of things that were just like, you know, ki whatever, and then entered into this building, you know, and it is for us to understand more than the building, you know. Church is a building, but we need to have the understanding that there's this house which is not built in bricks or with bricks that needs to be built so that Abayahua can come and find refuge or to come and dwell inside. So we see two things of we see the tabernacle in the scripture, we see the house that Solomon built. Abayahua is trying to make us aware of what is it that he wants to do, to say, look, if you can understand, Kore, I'm looking for a place. You know, but this tabernacle, this house, I want to Solomon, in a little specifics. In a little specification, it must be the measurement. This is how it should be. In how we have to go, but it has to follow the certain standards. Right, which would be now in line with obedience, truth. So when we walk in the way of the light, it would mean that now Rabona, and which means Ramorata Ramwashalan, ate akone hutona mohar santu e. But now, the thing is, we don't get to understand. We think it's all just about going to church. Mm. And some people would go to church because the day ke tlhokafala, then ke tshwanetse ke bolokiwe ke kereke. Well, I don't have the intimacy with my maker. I don't understand what is it that is speak. I just go to church because people go to church. And we've been in situations, and it happens, one of the biggest church goes away to. But the house is not built. The foundation is not solid. It's a facade. Open the copper head. Why what? Give a movie. So now, this guy did. But then, we know, hands up, way up, way up, way. Did you kind of see this human like this? So I know. That is why I know, and that's why I said, but we need to have the understanding of what is the kingdom of Abayahua requires from us. There's a way in which we need to walk. There's a way in which we need to conduct ourselves. Because then we become the radiance, the light that would attract those that are in darkness. But now we tend not to do that. Because as you started, people got their visions. There's rituals in it and whatnot. And and so forth. But how is it aligned to Abayahua? If you look at the end of the day, bana apa palisyo ilibaya as far as fighting one another. Kusanso kuto kina mukar kakele and all that, and then everyone to decide and all that because ono opera monate, ono rara monate, or ono professional monate and whatnot. You can just see where the foundation is not there completely. There is no direction. There's no purpose. It's walking in confusion of vanity. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 19 says that. You know? So we're working in vanity. So there's no one who is leading it. We denominated by sin and by lies. We controlled by this deception, by false belief, by fear. And I met this guy. He was in some other prophetic church. One of them was quoting Jesus. Banana and all that. You know. So now this guy, So I got to speak with him and all that, and then he was asking, don't you have the video camera? Karen, no. More in the congregation. That is why they would normally even come late.
Why it's too good?
So kimakata arikopanemilo ne malakure. We are bonded to sin. You know, we are stuck in heavy cases. We are stuck in oppression. So in us, karina neti. You know, we are led to death both physically and eternally. So we are being deceived to you know, we're open to false prophets, we're open to religion, to worldly systems. That because people did the thing. We're no longer in search of the truth. We're no longer in search of the wind. But we've become gullible because of our poverty. Now. Because how come Professor Hagatram Mereko and I'll be loyal to him? And a kilometer, he did customer, said him, the visit is a given to the Kobo Chuan. This is a Kobo Zimbabwe, the case, organized you for a reload on a pap. And a Harry Wako team. But all the Lord may look at the Mabad. Now it tells you something. We don't have the belief in the word of Abayahua. We believe, which means there could be something just tailing the place. That's why we want to go and we step our feet in there. And in most cases, you find when we go to this pilgrimage, there must be sacrifices. And when I mean sacrifices, car accidents, death. Because of the way it came in cutting. But Rebato Babasa, Rebato Babasa, I think, Retomba uniform. But I don't know in ya go ha tsore ke monna or ke ha tsore ke mosadi what and e batho ba nna obedient to that, but are they obedient to the word of Abba Yahuwah? No. Mar ba u ba se se ba tsendile le tsendile se sa feta ne, because ba bolele ke like ha ba ba bolele ha ba ba rutika le foko mar ka uniform e ba tlhompa blind. By Kompa. Wait for war. Uru, wait, Ukraine, Uru, are Aristat, Arbon, I think after the uniform. Mare Mukrata for a uniform. Kimatatar Nalon today.
Yeah. Thank you, Malak. I really appreciate. Thank you so much. May the Father do you good and grace you even far much more abundantly, sir. We are talking about activities that are condoning evil. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Tell us, if you see even amongst ourselves those activities that are condoning evil.
Yazisa ngeshishini lakho ku Radio Pulpit. Ubuyele kwisimo esiphilileyo. I Radio Pulpit ine 40 years yasungulwayo. Kwaye nabaphulaphuli abangaphaya kwe 400,000. Sinikela ngepackages ukuncedisana nawe uphuhlisa ishishini lakho. Tsalela uSanet ku 012-334-1254. Okanye uthumele umyalezo ku sanet@radiopulpit.co.za. Okanye uthumele igama advertise ku SMS ku 37871. Standard rates apply.
Hlala ulalele umngani wakho wemihla ngemihla. Thola i-app yethu ku-App Store noma ku-Play Store. Futhi ungavakashela uradiopulpit.co.za.
All right. We trust the Father is doing you good, gracing you so much in a mighty way. And here's another one. Jason Tigan says, good evening, Brother Ray and your guests. My teenage son told me that he is finding it difficult to relate with the pastor since he sees him with a certain lady he's having an affair with. Then on Sundays, he comes to church with his wife and kids, preach, scream, jump, and even cry during the sermons. So he told me that he doesn't want to go to church anymore as he finds this pastor contradicting himself and not living what he preaches. Is this also sin that's being covered by other pastors or church members? Look, I don't know. I'm not in that church, so I don't know if other... you see, when we start saying it's covered by other pastors and church members, we don't know. Maybe it is your son only who knows about that. Put it that way also, because you have been told by your son. It is your son only who knows about that he has seen them having an affair. Those two, the pastor and a certain lady, he has seen them having an affair. You know, so you can find that. That becomes the case. Give us a shout. Let's hear what you say. 012-334-1322. Sawubona Dumela, hi.
Dumela Pastor Ray, lekai.
Riten lekai, Papa.
Are the Pastor Ray.
Thank you.
Pastor Ray, there's only one way and it's God's way. And Hore, what's it? Tilaya Mudimo. What's one thing we class a calendar? Feed yourself with the word of God.
Yeah.
Because today, the very people barring Bareruta Tilaya Mudimo, they are the people, most of them, they are misleading us because you know, Pastor Ray, Modimo hato roman moshe. With the mom moshe rulemi tata to ya hai hobani nalo. Ya ime moyona ya halale. Unam lela ore arulebo yena because moshe unase raiti mungu filo mbahai. And today, most of the pastors, ba ema mo podia mungap mo pulpiti. Ba hemela moya wabona, ona ona oribu anga ona. So, in German, Nati, Kapo Elukilian Kore Uena, we tapele. And on us, don't allow anybody to lay his hands or her hands more. Because You've got the right, Yaro Uweli Mudimo. And when you are doing God's will, unale right, Yaro Mulante Mudimo Molelo, Kieta Tato Yaha, on your own, in your bedroom, Ule Mung Uluanele Mudimo Aha. Pastor Ray.
Eanta.
Ona no nga go bolela ntwe one. Ha isale o ba mo radio pulpit. I've learned a lot ka wena. Le ha no fumana di accident and all that. Ene o dula mo lentseng o re ruta nnete. And then re tshwanetse re phele ka yona tsela eo. Mare ga ngata gona nong ko kerekeng like this lady o tshaba ko ntle o tshabela ko kerekeng. Sa se tshabelang ko ntle o se kry-a ka mo kerekeng.
Double portion.
Yeah, how to love Sheba Solomon. Kana kwe baya ko kereke nga fetsa wa ga kereke le ntlo ya gore. Ga tshwantse ba loke na ko kereke. Khanya ya modimo ne le modimo kereke. Ba tlholegile go kena ka mo kerekeng ba khumame ka difatlego ka montle mo pavement e marapela. Church, it's not an entertaining place.
Yeah.
Ke pleke ya go rutlo rula merwalo ya gago. Thank you, Pastor Rick. Ke ntate Mosinya.
Ntate Mosinya, re a leboga. Morena o etse hantle.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say, man. It's important that we look into this. And we are talking about activities that condone sin. Or even, you know, things that condone sin amongst us these days. And we are pointing them that we should get rid of them. We are pointing them so that we should get rid of them. You know, we are not pointing them to condone you, to condemn you. We are pointing these things so that we should get rid of them. And as I was answering, maybe also Barukia will answer on Jesu Ontikani saying, look, is this also a sin that is being covered by other pastors? I don't know. I don't know what the pastors are covering or church members are covering. But what you are telling us is what your son says they have seen. And I want to stay on that fact and say it is your son who has seen this. You know, we don't know about other pastors. They haven't come to you to say we also have seen that. So we can't say we can't generalize and say it's them. But I tell you, there are things that are condoning evil. It is also when we don't talk. You know, your brother is doing something wrong, but you don't talk to them. You rather go somewhere and talk this thing. But I think if you talk to them, the better. If you talk to them, the better. All right. Send us your WhatsApp. 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say.
You're at 657 AM. Radio caring 24 hours a day.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.